getting back to the girl I was.
Ag Talk, Your Story Matters, is America's platform for women in agriculture to share their thoughts, ideas, and stories. This is a safe space for everyone in agriculture, no matter what their role is, to come together and have real and raw conversations. We feature our Ag Women Connect members, guest speakers, and current topics across the nation that affect our agriculture industry. Our goal is to include others into our discussions, and we invite you to be a part of our conversation every week. Join us. Welcome, everybody. I'm Vanessa Wood, founder of Ag Women Connect and host of Ag Talk, Your Story Matters. Today, I am so excited to announce my good friend, Julie Gibson. Well, let's start off with a little bit of your background, where you grew up, and your background in agriculture.
Well, we were kind of nomads growing up a little bit. I was born in Texas, lived in Tulsa. That's where my parents were born and raised. But we had different opportunities pop up for their careers throughout my childhood. And we've lived in up in the mountains in Colorado near La Vida. And we've also lived in Kansas, a little town called St. Francis. And that was just a really awesome little farming community. And I just got to run around barefooted and wild out there. And it was a lot of fun. I went to 2 years of college at Northeastern Junior College in Sterling, Colorado. And that is an amazing ag school, a great introductory to just the ag industry. Everything was hands-on. I learned so much from there. And then from there, after I graduated from there, I went to WT in Canyon. And that's where my parents ended up back in Texas. And so that's why I kind of followed them back and finished up at WT and got my degree from there. So I was pre-vet and animal science, all those things. And kind of towards the end of my college career, I kind of had a life change decision and I ended up becoming a teacher. And I taught kindergarten for 4 years and I've kind of done that off and on throughout my adult life. But I've always been connected with agriculture. My family has always ranched and had cattle throughout all of our moves and everything. So it's always been deep rooted into my life. And so it's always just been my passion, even though I've had kind of some different careers and things, it was just always where my heart was. And so now I'm so grateful that this point in my life, I am 100% just ranching and also doing my mineral business on the side, but I'm 100% engulfed in all that is ag and it is great. And I'm in a really happy spot in my life. I'm really grateful for that. I get to really live my passion and my dream. So
I love it. Well, that is something anybody can see if you knew Julie Gibson. I just think you're always happy. I don't know. You just seem very happy. You seem happy in your marriage. You seem happy with what you're doing in agriculture. And so tell us a little bit about what you're doing because you wear many hats. This girl, yes. Y'all, this girl works hard. She probably works harder than me physically. I know that. But yeah, tell us what you're doing in the big town in Nazareth, Texas.
Okay, well, we moved to Nazareth about 2 years ago and had an opportunity to buy this home. We just really wanted our kids to be in a good community and a great school. And Nazareth has been really gracious to us. And we feel at home here and we love it. But our cattle and ranching, everything is in Swisher County, which is all around Tulsa, Texas. So it's not too far from here. But so my dad runs cattle, my in-laws run cattle, and then my husband and I run cattle, all mama, cow-calf operations. And that's really been able to grow and just bloom. And it's been awesome. I'm also a mother of four. So they keep us really, really busy going all different directions. And my youngest is just turned 16 months old. So she blows and goes with us too, and a happy camper. About a year ago, I had the opportunity to get introduced to Real Max Nutrition. And because in the drought, our cattle were really struggling. The body conditions weren't where we wanted them to be. Our health wasn't where we wanted it to be. We were doctoring cattle. We were losing calves. Our breed back percentages weren't as good. Our conception rates, all of that. And so we knew we needed to make a change in the nutrition side of our cattle. So we got introduced to RioMax, and I quickly saw that it was this really great company that's family owned. And so I decided I wanted to be a dealer for them because they're based out of Minnesota. So there's not a whole lot down here as far as just having access to it. So I kind of wanted to open up, crack open Texas for the most part. There's a couple dealers down here, but they were too far from me to really be accessible for our program. So I became a dealer and just wanted to kind of baby step into it and see what all that could turn into. And it's blown up because through the drought, a lot of producers were just like my family and I, that we needed to do something different. What we were using was not working, and we needed to improve our program. So just making many, many phone calls, it's blown up, and it's been amazing. And now I'm their number one dealer in all of the United States and Canada. So it's within a year, it's just blown up and it's continuing to grow. I know Vanessa and I had the opportunity to go to Hemp Hill Beef Conference a few weeks ago, and I just got to introduce it to over 700 ranchers. I was able to speak there, and it's just blown up even more from there. It's been just amazing. But I don't enjoy sales. I don't feel like I'm a salesman. What I really truly feel like I'm doing is helping my fellow ranchers to improve their programs, to hold on to ag, to keep the dream alive, to stay successful. And if I can help eliminate some of the many, many struggles that ranchers face, I'm really excited to be able to be a part of that and to just keep thriving in the cattle industry. It also is safe for horses. And so I've been kind of breaking into that industry too. A lot of the horse industry people face a lot of the same issues that cattle producers do. And with the hay prices and everything, the way that RioMax works is it helps save with hay consumption. So that's been really nice to be able to kind of break into that and help with the horse side of things too.
Yeah. So I bought a tub from Julie last year, and I had two-year-old horses, and those guys loved it. I think they ate it within like less than 3 months. I have a paint and his nose is white. And I looked up one day and it was just like, you know, dripping with brown stuff all over it. And I'm just like, you are such a pig. Like, what have you gotten into? But it was that mineral.
Yeah.
And they loved it. And so I definitely need to get some more from you, but I was really impressed with it. One of the conversations that you and I have had, Julie, is about, like, in all fairness, how you really try to connect and work with not only the larger corporations and ranchers in the cattle industry, but also supporting the smaller ranchers. Talk to us a little bit about, like, what that means to you and how you try to help them.
Yeah. Well, it's important to me because we're not just massive cattle ranchers, you know, so we were the little guys starting out with this. So I had a problem getting, you know, the mineral to me because I wasn't just a huge producer on the map for the company to really recognize. So I kind of made a point when I became a dealer that I wanted to focus on the little guys too, because that's what I am. Just yesterday, I loaded up just one ton of tubs and drove it all the way to Seminole. It was 2.5 hours for me. But this rancher was really excited about the program and wanted it to help with everything that's going on right now with the industry. So I thought it was important to still focus on him and make him a priority as well. Yes, I sell semi-loads across the country, literally, to other producers, but getting that one ton to this guy made a huge impact on his program. And so I want to be a part of that too. I go to Lubbock a lot and just load up the back of my truck when I'm going to go get groceries, and but still drop off tubs as I go to a guy that has one horse, two horses, or some goats, and, you know, just different things like that. I feel like everybody is a puzzle piece to this huge picture of the ag industry. And it's important to help everybody out. That way we all thrive as a whole. I think everyone's voice matters. And as far as the dealership side, you never know who that little guy might know that could help grow my side of it too. So it works both ways, you know, to
pat each other on the back for sure.
I agree and applaud you 100% on that. And I would almost bet that's probably why you're the number one salesman in the United States and Canada right there, just because of the way you work your business and the way you really try to help everybody out in this industry. So thank you for saying that and bringing attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important. So I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about, so not only are you the number one salesman in the United States, but are you the only woman selling RioMax right now?
I'm not 100% sure on that answer. I know there's some husband and wives that do it together collectively. I don't believe there's another woman that just does it on her own, which my husband is a big help for me for sure, but he's definitely not considered a dealer in any means, but he does help me haul and do things like that. But as far as actual sales part of it, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one, but if there's one, I'm not, aware of her right now. So
well,
it's a newer business. It's been blowing up. It started in 2016, just kind of a one man's dream. And he was a vet sales supply guy and was tired of doctoring the outside. The cattle really wanted to figure out what's going on the inside. And so he had a small dream and it has blown up. And so every year it has just definitely been an incline in sales and exposure to RioMax.
I think that's a great example of what God can do, when he blesses your company. And I know that he's blessed you with this. And I know that you've had a really positive outcome and you have really positive relationships with working with men in agriculture. Can you speak to a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have been pleasantly surprised. I don't know if surprise is the right word, because I want to give all my customers the benefit of, just that they respect what my knowledge is in the industry. They respect my name. And I'll have big ranchers, producers call me and ask me just simple questions of, well, hey, do you think I should do this? What do you think about that? That has nothing to even do with RioMax. So it's been really awesome to be respected in the ag industry, just not necessarily even as a woman, but just that my voice is heard. And I feel like that is accredited to the ag industry evolving and changing, that we're all in this together. It's a hard knock life in a way. And so we all are banding together and taking any advice that we can, and learning from other people's mistakes and just growing.
All right, y'all. So we are going to take a quick break, but make sure to come back to catch the rest of Julie's story here on Ag Talk. Your story matters. Before the break, Julie was just giving us her background and how she got started and where she is today. But now we're going to take a further look into the RioMax products with Julie.
Okay, I'd like to kind of just share with y'all the breakdown of how this product works and why it's different. It stands apart from other mineral supplementation out there. It really focuses on two different parts, and so we'll kind of go through that. The first part is the mineral package, and keep in mind this is a lick tub, molasses-based, and it's all sourced out of United States and Canada, all North America-based. And so,
nothing from China.
And that's the integrity of the product is what's been amazing to really see, because through COVID, a lot of other companies had to outsource because, just the challenges of getting things in. So they did have to get out of country, sources, and that changed the integrity of the product, and they were able to maybe do it a little cheaper here and there. We are probably one of the most expensive mineral supplementation out there, but there's so many things to it that you'll kind of see after I explain why it really is probably the cheapest at the end of the day for what all it can do for your animal. But the first part is the mineral side, and it's all chelated and crystallized. And so what that means is they are protected through the hot rumen or any of the digestive system of the animal. When it gets to the small intestine, that pH level changes and it breaks open. And so all the absorption happens in the small intestine. So it goes straight into the bloodstream right there when it's broke open. It's been protected the whole way before that. So you get a lot better absorption of your vitamins, minerals, and all of that, which also, you know, correlates to better immune systems, better reproductive rates with all of that. And then if your cow or your horse or your goat is pregnant or sheep, then all of those nutrients are getting to the fetus, which is really important. So when that baby's born, it's born with its mineral bucket completely already full instead of having to look for that past mother's milk, you know, on rangeland and all of that. So they're born with everything they need. So we see a lot more vigor with all the babies being born. They jump up, they're ready to roll. We don't see sickness as much and better rate of gain for weaning weights as well. So the other side of it is the digestion pack and its enzymes, yeast, and probiotics. So we're feeding the good bugs in the gut, the microbes. So we want those to be in a higher population and really, really happy. So when they are fed correctly, then the population rises. When they die naturally, they become a usable protein source for the animal. So you're not having to feed a protein tub or feeding cake. And we're also getting rid of your loose minerals and all of that. This is all in one supplementation. Besides any kind of roughage that they have, this is the only thing that they need in front of them. It is truly as important as having water for them. But with the digestion pack, those microbes become in a higher population, and they can tear down any roughage that they're eating and break it down more efficiently to where they get any good out of every bite. They'll get the protein out of that drier hay. They'll get the nutrients out of it. And you'll even see it in their manure. Instead of it being stacked up, it's flat like pancake batter because there's very little waste going out the rear because they are burning it up and using it correctly because those microbes are working the most efficiently possible. So overall package, you've got the minerals, you've got the digestion side. And so you're just running a really well-oiled machine with your animals. And so you'll see 3 to 10% up in conception rates. This is true across the board. You will see 15 to 30% savings in hay. So that's huge with hay prices the way they've been.
Absolutely.
And that corresponds with even grazing. Like if you're out on grassland, wheat pasture, stalks, whatever it is, it's going to last longer because these animals are getting more out of every single bite. And so they're just burning that up and making it more useful. And then the other numbers is 10 to 40% up on weaning weights with cattle. And that's huge right now with the cattle prices being the way they are. Imagine adding 40 pounds onto that calf just because you were using RioMax. And how that return will be when you go to take them to the sale. We also partnered up with Superior Auctions, who's one of the largest online sales for cattle. They are offering premiums to producers who are on RioMax. So that shows you that we're showing up on the map now. It's getting recognized all the way from that calf being born all the way to the kill floor. These feedlots know that when those cattle show up at their feedlot, they perform better than other cattle that are not on RioMax. And they see that, they have the proof in the numbers, and they see it on the kill floor that these animals did better all the way through. So they're offering a premium. So that's more proof in your pudding right there as well.
Talk to two.
That's incredible. So I was going to tell y'all that I love RioMax too, because you're not throwing all sorts of supplements out there. It's in a big orange container, but I love just like the convenience of just putting it out in the field or out in the pens and not having to supplement with anything. It's an all-in-one package.
Yes. It really, for me, made me a more confident producer, because when we would change from wheat pasture to grassland to stalks, we were having to change up the supplementation to meet the needs for our cattle. And I felt like we were always one step behind. So to just have one tub out there year round, the same product, and it's meeting your animal's needs no matter what they're grazing, was huge. And our cattle look amazing right now. Coming out of the drought, you can literally look across the field to my neighbors and you could tell which ones are on RioMax and which are not. And so you see the visual, you know, proof with it as well. Another big thing with our product, we can't guarantee it with horses because they have top teeth. But with cattle and goats and sheep, You know, we have guaranteed consumption rates on that. For cattle, it's less than a third of a pound a day. And we guarantee it. Not many other, I don't know of any other product out there that can guarantee it. And so most lick tubs are over a pound a day consumption, and we're at a third of a pound. So, and it's all natural. If you're doing any of the certifications to get extra premiums on your cattle, like no hormone treated, or you can do no animal byproducts, there's different certifications you can do. We meet all of those standards because it truly is just a natural tub. We're just feeding those microbes is our main focus. We didn't need any chemicals or smoking mirrors to get that done.
Right. So tell us, what animals can use RioMax?
Well, our main focus is on cattle, but it's any ruminant animal because we're wanting to work on those bugs, those microbes in the rumen. Horses aren't maybe considered a true rumen, but they have a similar digestive system. So we've got cattle, horses, goats, sheep, and the Dorpers that are, you know, your haired sheep, that's really blowing up in West Texas area.
Yes.
And so we cater to that as well. It's a different product for sheep. We can pull the copper out of it because copper can be toxic for wooled sheep. So we have the same tub you would use for your horse and cattle. And then we have, and for Dorpers. And then we also have a copper-free one for wooled sheep.
And then you also have a product too that helps eliminate flies and insects.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's brilliant.
Yes. I made a post. Y'all can look it up on my Facebook page. It was my own personal bull. He was ate up with lice, and we were on the regular RioMax tubs called PG360, which is amazing, but it doesn't have anything to repel parasites. With the lice, cattle rubbed their hair off because it drives them nuts. And so he was literally bald. He looked horrible.
Aww.
And my cows looked the same, especially all on the rear ends from its breeding season. So all their hair's rubbed off from the bulls and everyone riding each other. And so in 21 days, my bull especially, but all my cows, all their hair grew back and they look amazing. And the only thing I did is I switched to our repel tub, and it's still 100% natural. It's highly, highly concentrated with garlic. You can smell it. And any parasites, lice, fleas, ticks, they don't like garlic, and it naturally repels them. Flies are going to be really bad, especially with the rain we've gotten. Like, I just feel like everything is going to just blow up all of a sudden. We're going to be covered up with parasites. But we're ahead of the game with these repel tubs. They might still have a little bit of flies on them, but it's not, they're not biting and they're not making them miserable. So cattle, instead of them bunching up to fight the flies together, they're still spread out grazing and just happy-go-lucky because that repel is taking care of the irritation of the flies. What you'll also see when you have less flies, your milk production will go up on your cattle. When those mamas are content and happy and not having to sit and be in survival mode fighting these flies all day, then that corresponds to better milk production, which turns into better weaning weights. And it just keeps just spiral of all these positive things that come out of being on RioMax. So it's just, the possibilities are endless. It just keeps going. I could talk about it all day because it's just, there's so many things to touch on. And another product that they have is the IGR, and it only focuses on your horned flies, and it will prevent the flies from laying their eggs in the manure for years to come. So flies live in manure. The eggs live over the winter in those manure piles. So if they never were able to lay in there, and that's why you see flies just all of a sudden on the first warm day you have. Well, yeah. They instantly hatch and you're like, where do these guys come from? They've been just waiting in those manure piles. So we do have that product of the IGR that kills the horn flies and repels them at the same time.
That is so incredible. You know, anytime that I think about repelling flies or insects, you think of something like a contraption, you know, not ever, you know, feeding something to your animals that would naturally repel it. So,
yeah, you get that garlic in their bloodstream and they're, you know, that keeps them away. It's pretty cool. And so another thing, too, that the product has is diatomaceous earth, which is,
yes,
if y'all are familiar with that.
I was going to say it, but I was afraid I was going to say it wrong. But I do want to say it.
I've finally gotten to where I can pronounce it correctly. Diatomaceous earth. We can call it DE, and you can just sound just as fancy.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of people for years have used this. It's a natural product. You know, I give it to my chickens and this or that for parasites. Well, now, like the Repel tub and the IGR tub, it's highly, highly concentrated with diatomaceous earth. So it will help scratch the inner lining of the gut to where parasites are less likely to attach. So that's huge because you're going to be keeping internal parasites at bay as well. So my cattle now have been turned onto the Repel tub year round, and I'm going to see if I can get away with not worming with harmful chemicals at all. So I think it's going to be, yeah. I'm all about the natural stuff and less chemicals. What if you got one more calving season out of your older cow just because she wasn't bombarded with chemicals twice a year? If I can get some more longevity out of my herd and they're happier and healthier and I don't have to run them through the chute and stress them out, they're getting everything they need out of that tub. You know, it's a win-win for sure.
So not only are you regenerative with, you know, your ranching, but I know that, you know, in your personal life too, Julie is somebody who believes in healing the body naturally. And so that is something that I've learned a lot from you. And I'm still learning.
Yeah, I am too. It'll always continue to learn. And, you know, there's always something new out there to learn about the human body. But I feel the same way with agriculture and our animals that, you know, we just need to be better stewards of them and stewards of the land and try to stay progressive with that. And I do believe that RealMax is a huge part of that. And that's why I can stand behind it so strongly, is because it really corresponds with my beliefs as a mother and a rancher and all the things, is that it continues on the same path that I'm on personally as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful how everything is just one big circle and how it's all intertwined together.
Yes. God is good.
Tell us a little bit how people can order RealMax through you.
Okay. Well, you can contact me via email or my phone number on Facebook. I'm really active on there with my RealMax. So my email is juliegibsoncattle@gmail.com. And my Facebook is just Julie Mote Gibson. And my phone number, 806-336-8896. And you can contact me on that. If you're within my area of a few hours, I'm happy to deliver. If not, what's really nice is you can get bulk discounts by ordering more. So even if you're the little guy, you can buddy up with some of your neighbors that want to jump in on this too, and y'all can share bulk discount orders, and the company will deliver it straight to you on a semi up to 10 tons, and then a full load is 20 tons. So I've got a lot of guys that will go in and want that bigger bulk discount. And I might have 12 guys on one semi load sharing that discount because it's helping those little guys get going. They might just do one or two ton a piece, but then they all go in together and get a full semi load. And it really helps with the price. We also have promos that happen about 3 times a year that really help with the price on it as well. And it doesn't make any difference to me on that. So I really try to bulk everybody up and try to get everyone helped out that way for sure.
I think that's great. Okay, guys, we are going to take a quick commercial break, but we will be right back to wrap up this conversation with Julie on today's show. We are back from the break and are excited to see what the future holds for Julie as we wrap up today's show. But first, we want to talk a little bit about, Julie, tell us your relationship, your working relationship with your husband and your father, and what a normal day looks like in Julie's world.
Well, I wake up in a new world every day, I feel like. You try to have a plan and a schedule, and it rarely sticks to any kind of schedule or any kind of plan. Just like with this rain that we've been blessed with, it's June 1st is time to turn out on CRP grass. And that's, you know, government regulated land that is a huge opportunity. It's It's really cheap grazing, and we really always try to take advantage of that. So June 1st, you can turn out, and then you have 120 days to be on that land. So they've got cattle spread out all over Swisher County on wheat pastures that are finished up, and we can't get them with trailers to get them to our pens, to get the calves worked and ready for CRP. So I feel like, you know, we might wake up one morning, oh, it's finally dry enough, go, 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 go. And I've got to figure out where to put four kids and see who can help out with that and make sure all the trucks and trailers and everything, and make sure I have the medicine ready for processing them all. I love the excitement of that I really do wake up in a new world every day. But I am a planner, so sometimes that's a big challenge for me. Another part of that too is I have a plan for how I want the day to go. Well, my dad will also have a plan of how he expects the day to go. And my husband has a million hats that he wears as well. And so to get it all accomplished is sometimes a challenge. But at the end of the day, we always get it done and we work our butts off and we all make a really good team. Once we're in there, once we finally decide how we're going to do it and all agree on the same thing, then we can blow and go. And my dad instilled really strong work ethic in me. And so I sometimes just don't know when to stop, but I feel like I can get more accomplished in one day than multiple people some days, just because we can just blow and go and know what works for us. And our cattle are really accustomed to how we do things. And that's really helpful. It's funny, I can go help someone else with their cattle and their demeanor and their disposition is completely different than our cattle. They know what we do. They know how to do things. They load well, they move well, they pin well. And so we can do more with two people in a side-by-side than most people can do with five horses. And I miss that side of it. I miss the horses and that life, but ours stuff has been so spread out and so fast paced that we have switched over to using four wheelers and side by sides. We can get a lot done and with less people. It's hard to find good help right now. And so we've just kind of had to make that transition. My heart will always be with horses, and I still have an amazing mare that's kind of turned into a brood mare. But for now, that's just the life that we've had to turn into. It's just the pace of how things have gone. I don't rope. If I have something sick, which rarely happens, I have a really cool dart gun and I can shoot them with medicine. I can shoot them with a paintball gun to where they've been marked and I can record that and move on. Sometimes I can pull in. When I was running wheat pasture cattle, you know, those are high risk cattle, I can go dart five calves and be in and out before the day work cowboy in the pasture next to me has got his horse unloaded. So that's just kind of the pace that we've had to do to stay successful and roll with it. But, you know, yeah, it's just kind of the name of the game and how we do things. So John Mark and I have had this amazing opportunity to take over one of his good friends from high school's ranch in Swisher County. I'd say it's close to 1,500 acres, but there's lots of fence work and lots of improvements that need to be done. So any extra second I have, I'm building fence and repairing fence and getting things ready to be able to rotate them. It's been a huge blessing to be able to keep our cattle in the same place to do that. But there's a lot of work and a lot that needs to be done to make it successful for us of how we want to run things. Everyone runs their operations differently. So taking this over, we have a whole different idea of how we want to do things. And so it'll pay off in the end, but it's a lot of work right now.
Yeah, a lot of work in the beginning. Well, I'm resonating with so much that you're saying. You know, our family just only ran around 80 to 100 head of cattle. And growing up in that, you always learned a new cuss word, or when it was the day to move cattle, there was a trailer that broke down or a flat tire or something always happened to throw a kink in your day. So I totally understand it, but I loved what you said about your cattle are used to your consistency. And I think that's really neat too. And that just shows that y'all run a very good operation. And I'm excited. I remember when you called me and told me that y'all took on that other land and those other cattle. So I'm proud of y'all. I mean, it's been pretty cool just to sit back and just watch you and John Mark grow and Also, with you working with your dad, I just think that that's really sweet.
I don't know if sweet would be the word most days. We are cut out of the same mold, and sometimes that's a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes he's learned the hard way how to do things, and so he sticks to his, you know, he'll put his heels in, and this is how we're going to do it, and I might have different ideas and different ways of thinking about things, and sometimes he's open to it, and sometimes he's not, and so we do butt heads, but we always have the same goal in mind, and we can work out in a pasture together and not say a word and be able to get hundreds of cattle moved in a day. And yeah, we just think alike and we know what needs to be done. He taught me well. And so no one else can work with him like that. And I don't think anyone can work with me like that either. So we make a really good team. And, you know, John Mark and I have collaborated, you know, in the last couple of years of joining all of our stuff together. And he's just a really sweet soul, and he works his butt off, and we make a really good team together. A lot of husband and wives can't do that, and I'm really blessed that he respects me and my knowledge of what I'm doing, and he's very humble, and he has some amazing inputs and ideas as well, and we bounce off each other really good. Us taking on this land together is our first real thing for just us. I've always ran my cows more with my dad, and he has his LLC with his dad. So we're kind of getting to be grownups for once and figure this out. And it's exciting. We're like, we know going in, there's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be mistakes made, but there are mistakes for once. And we will answer to that instead of, you know, well, if I had done it that way, but they wanted to do it, you know? So it's exciting. It's a really neat chapter that we're turning over, and it's a lot of work, but man, we're just really counting our blessings right now, especially with this rain just taking over this land. Like, we just see a really bright future and just really excited to have something to hand to our kids, you know, and we're just really focusing on building up a legacy of our own. So,
yeah. Well, it is amazing things will happen when you've got a great support group. And I know that you have that just alone within your family.
Yes.
I mean, your mom is on this call right now, and I think that's awesome. So I know that she's huge.
I can do anything without her. She's another mama to all my babies. She loves them like her own. And we've all been through a lot together. My parents have carried me through some really tough years in my life, and I'm so very grateful for them. And I can call on her night or day, and she drops anything, and she's always, always there for me. And my dad's the same way. Family, John Mark's parents are just really, really good Christian people. And his mother is a sweetheart and helps out whenever she can. She's a busy, busy lady too. And his dad is just been a big influence of John Mark, of just what amazing man he is. So I have a really good crew, and they all live within 20 miles of me. So it's really nice to have them to call on. And I think we all make a good team. So
I think that's imperative, especially when you're working in the agriculture industry. I mean, we need to get along with our families, and we need to learn how to work together. And I know that sometimes it's not possible for other people, but way to go for setting that example, because it can be done, and y'all are doing an amazing job doing it.
We're working towards that. Yeah. The big thing is that God truly is the center of all of that. And so it kind of helps keep you grounded. And if you think something's a big issue, you can kind of reassess and see the big picture and look past it, because God's in control, and he's set some amazing opportunities in front of us, and we're not going to waste it on, you know, silly things. Yeah. So we keep our eye on the goal.
Well, the story that you told me in April about, and maybe you want to share this, about John Mark praying and drawing the circle around him. You want to tell us about that real quick?
Oh, yeah, that was really cool. So in our Sunday school class, they had talked about being more purposeful with your prayer. And I'm real guilty of just being like, okay, God, you know, help me out here, and then like move on. But to really do like a physical prayer, which was kind of interesting. It was talking about a preacher that walked around his town and prayed for like every person and building in that area that he walked. And then later on, years to come, the church was able to like purchase a lot of those buildings and turn them into like different things for their worship areas and stuff. Really cool. So it kind of hit home with us. So he went out in our pasture on his own. I mean, he's really strong in his faith. He's amazing. And he drew a circle with a stick in the ground and stood in it and did a very purposeful prayer of, please bless the land with rain and let it be cured and fix this for us, and really just sat and focused in prayer on it. And what did I tell? Didn't it rain like that next day or something crazy? Yeah. And we've just kept getting rain since then. So y'all can all thank John Mark that we got rain. No, I'm just kidding. But that pasture that he was in was just really, really bad shape, to where they had to move cattle off of it way sooner than they ever dreamed. And it was, they've had to sell cattle, and it was just a big struggle. And so for him to just really do a purposeful prayer. So I encourage y'all to do the same. I haven't been quite as purposeful of that, but if I'm driving around on my Ranger and, you know, around certain pastures or certain cattle or this or that, I really try to just be silent and really try to focus on a prayer that's more specific and see that pay off. So it's been awesome.
Yes. I think I pray more during the day than I do now in the evening, because by the time we go to bed, we're just exhausted.
Yeah.
That's something I tell my kids, even those 5-second, 30-second prayers, they're important. You should not feel silly for doing those short prayers, because I know that they work and I know that they're needed.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, as a Christian woman, that is something that I've really admired about you, Julie. And like you said earlier, I know that you've gone through some things in your life that were really hard to overcome. What would be your piece of advice, or a few pieces of advice, to give to other women who are making their way through the agriculture industry career-wise?
Well, God, there's lots of things, but I am pretty hard-headed. I don't take no for an answer. And so if I know in my heart and with my gut and my faith that like this is what I need to be doing, and I don't have any reservations, and that's usually God pushing you, because if you have some reservations, you know, you might want to reassess what's going on. Yes, there might be challenges and roadblocks, but to really go with your gut on certain things. And if you know that that's your path that you need to be on, dig your heels in and don't give up and don't take no for an answer. If that's the path that you truly see for your life, go for it. And no, it's not going to be easy, but don't back down. And you got to really just be strong-minded, strong-headed with it to not let obstacles get in the way. You know, I've had to pivot. I've had to do different things in my life to get to where I am, but I always had this goal of where I'm at right now. And so it's really awesome to finally be sitting in this place where there's still so much room for growth and learning and success, but to look at where I've come from and know that this is that light that I've been chasing this whole time, and I never gave up on it. I had to change paths here and there, but this was always where I saw myself. So, but me being pretty hard-headed and determined is sometimes might be a pain in the butt for other people around me, but I'm not giving in and I'm not giving up. And that's stayed true, I feel like, since I was little and very determined little girl, and it's stayed true into adulthood. And I think that's what's got me to where I'm at. I haven't let other people's opinions or their actions that have affected my life or changed time-wise for me of where I wanted to be. It may have been a small setback, but I never let it completely get me down and change. Just to kind of vaguely touch on like my past, I was married before, and that could have been really devastating and totally changed where my heart was. But I wasn't going to let a man change my path of what my true passion was. And so you just move on. It's hard. You keep your chin up and you just keep persevering and you don't let anybody else change your path that you were meant to be on.
You're extremely incredulous in your life and you don't waver. You're unaltered. And that's some really good information there. And it's undeniable that we're all going to have those obstacles and those hard times. But really going back to what you were saying earlier, it's trusting your intuition and your gut. I 100% agree with you there too. I mean, that is God giving you whatever you want to call it, those God winks or those little gestures. You know, stay true to your gut, stay true to yourself, whatever what you're going through. Those are some really wise words. Thank you.
Yeah. I think his voice is louder than you can imagine if you're just ready to receive it. I've had just very pivotal moments in my life. I literally would just like wake up one morning and kind of hear his voice or his calling, and I completely changed my route in life. I was pre-vet and I was that for my whole, as a little girl, I always knew I was going to be a vet. That's what I was going to do. And my senior year of college, getting ready to do my classes, I woke up one morning, looked in the mirror and was like, I'm going to be a teacher. And it was the craziest thing because that was never in my path. It was never a goal that I ever had. And I followed my gut with that. Everyone thought I was crazy. I wasn't really sure what the heck was going on. And I went in and talked to my advisor and I completely changed my path. But when I was struggling and going through my divorce and trying to figure out how to pay the bills, I had that in my back pocket and I was able to teach through COVID at a private school so that my kids had a normal year through that total craziness. You know, they never had to put a mask on. They never even understood what COVID really was. And I was able to protect them from that because one morning years before that, I decided I was going to get my teaching degree.
Yeah.
But that was God. I was always able to come back to agriculture at the same time. When I was teaching that year, I think I still had 2,000 head on wheat pasture of customer cattle, taking care of them as well. So, but it helped just have that steady income that I needed, you know, for my kiddos through that crazy time. So
yeah,
follow it. It might not make sense at the time, but I promise you that years down the road, you're going to be like, aha, that made sense. Now, did no idea what you were doing with me right then, God, but I'm so glad that I listened and I followed that path. So
exactly. Yes. I love it. Well, Julie, thank you so much for being on today's show. This was a really great conversation. You had some really good words and you're inspiring to listen to. And honestly, like the sky is the limit for you, girl. Like what's your 10-year plan real quick? What's your 10-year plan? Where do you see yourselves in 10 years?
Oh gosh. I don't even know what's happening tomorrow, but you know, RioMax has blessed me and man, I just want to take over the United States with it. What's awesome as a dealer is that you don't have a territory. And so I have customers in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I've got them down in Dallas, Texas, you know, and into all of West Texas and Oklahoma as well. So I want to just keep expanding on that. I know some people in, you know, Wyoming or this or that. I just want to keep growing on that. And I want to leave that legacy for my kids. I think it'd be an awesome thing to leave my son when I'm ready to retire, that he just takes over my contact list and look what an amazing career he could have. So I have goals like that long-term too. On the cattle side of it all, I want to grow slowly and smart and make really smart choices and keep expanding on the ranch side of things. I want to do it right this time. I've had some, you know, different opportunities in my life where we leased a 10,000 acre ranch and we blew up overnight and weren't quite ready for that growth. So I've learned from my mistakes and I want it to just be a gradual incline in our success and just the growth in the ag industry as well. I want to be a part of it for years to come because there's so many things against the ag industry right now. And I want to be powerful enough to really be a voice and a stance in that to keep it going.
I have no doubt that you will be there and you will do that.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much again, Julie, for coming on today and being a part of our show. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of ACT Talk, Your Story Matters. Make sure to tune in every Tuesday to new episodes and learn more about us and our mission at agwomenconnect.com. You can find us on all major social media platforms, and we cannot wait to share your ag story.